Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Got to mention something real quick before we go back into the dramatic stuff. Lima, go ahead. Mention this.
Yeah, so high school football begins
This Friday.
Thursday, Perry Panthers taking on Central Catholic.
Yeah,
hosting the Crusaders.
And we just...
Battle of 13th Street, going to take the bragging rights back. Damn well better.
Just saw this story that in Cleveland.com, written by Matt Gould, terrific job of covering high school sports. Helmet shortages force Collinwood to cancel week one high school football game. And apparently this has been going on for a while. It's not unlike you try to go furniture shopping, you go to try to do anything over the last 6 months to a year. There's been a shortage on everything. And the helmet manufacturers, we have one right here in our backyard. We got the honor of touring their premises at one point.
Tour.
It was awesome. But a lot of these places are not even taking orders because they can't fill them because of manufacturer shortages.
The materials and the whatnot.
And so Collinwood is not going to be able to play their game. They only have 20 kids on the team, and they couldn't get the helmets that they need. According to this story, in fact, Glenville had an issue as well. Ted Ginn Jr. said they didn't know if they were going to have enough helmets, but they got theirs just in time. Holy Name also had a shortage. And I don't know, Ken, you...
The Namers.
You actually played high school football.
I did. I practiced it.
I know that there's always new regulations with helmets. Is this not an easy fix where if some people have some helmets lying around, can they not take them because they're not going to be...
Well, if this were probably like 1977, acceptable? You could, yeah. But now, no. You can be sued.
Right. So that's
And you can't even just rattle can spray. I know we all see the Rudy, you know, they do that. Like, you can't even spray paint these things now because it messes up the integrity and all that stuff. They have to be reconditioned every offseason.
I like four coaches just text me at the same time, like, oh, this is a huge issue.
Okay, why didn't we hear? So would there have been a solution had we have gone public with this 4 weeks ago? Would we have been able to get those helmets?
They did go public with it. I mean, the one story we ran on 8 about Glenville, that was back in July.
Okay.
I mean, that was a month ago.
Well, we talked about the referees.
And there's nothing you can do.
I think we need referees to play games. We also need helmets. We also need pads.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, I can't just go out. I don't know who the material supplier is, but I can't go and scream in their face and make them give the material to do it. And I can't. I'm sorry. I mean, their hands are tied. I mean, this isn't like a lot of other things where it's just like, if you need jerseys, let's get something going and see if we can get some jerseys for the kids.
People immediately said, Browns, do something. And I'm like, the Browns, if they could have.
Yeah, if they throw money at a problem, that's fine. But if I physically can't get it to you in time, there's money's not going to be able to fix that.
Well, and even the supplier, it's not just them making the overall helmet. Like, there's little pieces, right? Helmets, there's 100 pieces to it or whatever.
Yes.
I know last year there was a big fire in Texas that, like, basically depleted the stock of all the things that you need to piece the helmet together. And I think they're still feeling the effects of all that. But like you said, Anthony, the supply chain issue thing has been...
Jeremy Nackren says find limited supply around the internet at premium prices. His team, they had to buy 5 of these. Glenville had to buy.
It's a new helmet. Have it's some $300 at least.
Some players.
Well, depending on those can be up $700 sometimes.
Yes, at Glenville, apparently they had to pay for their own. A few of the
$519. You can't afford that.
No, it's insane already. What you probably had to pay.
Especially when you're at the beginning of school year, so you're already buying new schools. I mean, if you're going to a parent who is, you know, probably has a budget that they have to do for everything, and they already need to buy supplies for school, what's more important? The supplies to complete the classes or the football helmet?
See one here that's $899.95. Holy Toledo. I mean, the only thing you can say, you hate it. You absolutely hate it. The only thing you can say, it's unfortunate. Talking about it gets the cause out there,
mm-hmm.
But if it's a supply chain issue, I don't know what else there is to do other than wait until the supply chain comes back around, which is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to say. It's a terrible truth. So they're out for week one. Yeah, it even says here, the Chardon coach Mitch Hewitt, coming off the school's second state championship in Division III, needed about 20 more jerseys because the freshman class exceeded 60. They're at football 10. I think football numbers are up throughout the state. So that's, I mean, it's always good. You want kids playing football, but
absolutely,
if you can't put a helmet on the kid, what the hell are you going to do?
All right, I didn't mean to be a buzzkill.
It's just the truth. It's not a buzzkill. It's just the truth, and it's sad. Because I think a lot of people,
I'm sure there's people listening going, I wish I could help. How can I help?
Technically, I have a helmet, but it's definitely out of date. It's definitely out of date. It's from, that helmet would be, that's a high school helmet from 2007. Definitely out of date.
I've been to Dustin Fox's house, and I think he stole at least 25 helmets, and he hoarded them all, and I don't know how he got away with it.
I always thought they should let you keep your jersey if they let you go. Let them keep their jersey. And then they'll say they have a thread shortage, and then they got to keep the jersey. And it's
weird. Oh, yeah.
All right. Am I allowed to say Deshaun Watson's rusty on Friday? Because every time I say Deshaun Watson's rusty, I get yelled at by somebody on social media.
As we learned, we learned it a little bit during the Manziel era. But the Baker era, because Baker was good at times. In fact, he was great at times. But he was also really bad at other times. What we learned is it's like politics these days. You pick a quarterback, and if you like a quarterback, then it's never his fault. And if you don't like a quarterback, it's only his fault. And that's what sports talk radio has been reduced to in a lot of ways. And I think it was pretty obvious. Deshaun Watson was pretty damn rusty in the opener. That doesn't mean every mistake was his, but he did not look like the Deshaun Watson that they obviously traded for, took this risk. And it's not like he's a brand new player. We have 4 years of film on Deshaun Watson. We have his college years. We know how spectacular he is. He was so far from spectacular, and I'm literally not concerned about any of that. I don't think this is going to be something that's plaguing him, but we can be honest. He was rusty. In fact, it wasn't even rusty. He was pretty bad, and that's okay.
I thought it was I didn't think it was expected to be 1-for-7, but I mean, he rolled out. There was the one play action he rolled out, and he just missed his mark. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, he's rusty. So I hope it's okay to say the guy's rusty when it's the truth. I think the guy's rusty. And two things can be true. I can say that Deshaun Watson was rusty, and I can also say that Anthony Schwartz was terrible. Both things can be true. It doesn't have to be an either or. Josh in Florida, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
What's good, fellas?
What's going on, Josh?
Not much, man. What a game Friday. Whew, that was fun to watch. But I don't know. I warned y'all about Schwartz. I warned you. When he made that comment,
he's a little too comfortable.
He saw how he's looking. He doesn't even want to be targeted. He looks afraid.
Yeah, we ain't going to do that. What happened? Listen, if you're calling in, you want to get a comment out there and get a comment on there. It's not just calling your parents and, hey, what's going on? What'd you guys do this weekend? I'm not doing that. A guy was on hold forever, and I'm not going to do that. The guy was on hold for over an hour. I decided, okay, he's on hold for an hour. Josh just called before. That's fine. How we started? You're getting a little too comfortable
this
here.
Kenny has changed.
That's not me changing. It's just me being true.
We're into the season. It's time to start tightening it up, guys.
He called from Florida. He loves the show.
He's sitting there hemming and hawing at the beginning of the call. People can't see your face. They know, folks, he's joking. And he knows I'm right.
I'm just
saying,
I'm
right.
Ken used to be so pleasant to all the callers.
I am pleasant
Adam on
to callers.
Facebook.
Fan favorite, yeah.
I am pleasant
Wish
to callers.
Wish him happy birthday.
I am pleasant to callers who want to call in and contribute and get their thoughts and opinions out there. But if we're just going to sit here and exchange pleasantries on the radio, who the hell cares how we feel? That's why I always say horrible when someone asks how we're doing, and I don't even get that mad because they're just finding a way to get into their call. But if we're just going to sit here and kind of take the phone cord and ring it around our fingers because we got to call our mom once a week, then we're not doing anything here. If Josh has a point tomorrow to make and gets into the point, then we'll take his call. Do we have to do this?
No, I listen.
I think
it
we've
is
moved
football
past
season.
Begging people to call and going, okay, we'll give you leeway here because we're begging people. I mean, that was 2016 stuff. I'm not doing that anymore.
Is it the preseason? We're all working out the kinks, getting ready for football Mondays again, reaction Mondays.
No, because he called and did Super Bowl Super Browns, and then that nut job decided to do the hatchet piece on us because he called and did Super Bowl Super Browns.
I see what happened.
I have very little patience over bit callers like he said he was.
This is the residue from the hatchet job.
Oh, yeah, I think you and I both know that you know plenty about residue.
When we got ambushed the way we did by Barrett Sports Media, used to be big fans of the show, and now... they issued a takedown of this very show that they've retweeted 25 times. They must be getting some traction with
it. They want our attention. That's what's going on. Well, or then, the author of that story wants our attention.
Right. Filippone chimed in on that and actually started name-calling the guy. So, obviously, it's affecting...
I didn't name-call anybody. Pony did.
He said Peter Griffin, I believe he said.
That's his words, not mine, not Anthony's.
So what?
Maybe Owen.
He said he looked like the protagonist of The Family Guy. Is that what happened?
I guess so. I'm not sure. I love how you used Family Guy and protagonist in the same sentence. All I'm saying is that we're getting down to the nitty gritty. That's a July call. If you want to make a call,
can we get some real football
on July
calls,
18th during the week of July 18th and go, hey guys. How's it go? Knock yourself out.
Well, let's
go right on ahead.
Ask for some real. I want to hear
preseason
football.
Game.
I think it's time to issue.
Asked, let's get some football.
I go.
Football
I go are we allowed let's to go. Admit that? Are we allowed to admit that he was rusty? Are we allowed to? Can we be honest with ourselves and go? The guy's making $230 million. We can admit that he was rusty on Friday. We can admit that he was rusty and say it was a bad investment. We don't have to say that. No one's saying it's a bad investment based on his play. No one said, not me, not you. We can admit this.
No buyer's remorse.
It's okay to say he was rusty in the first preseason game or the first bit of actual football he's played in, what, 500 days? Yeah. You're going to be a little rusty. I haven't ridden a bike in years. I think I would be able to ride a bike. When's the last time I've ridden a bike? I might be a little rusty. Just saying.
I think it's time for nitty gritty football calls.
Time for hardcore football.
Nitty gritty football.
Offensive
line.
Let's go. Defensive line. Special teams. And I don't even want to hear about kicking and punting and all that stuff. I want to hear about gunners. That's what it is. Get on it. Let's go. 216-578-0092.
We get an MJ Emerson call. Let's go.
MJ Emerson had a tremendous game.
He was spectacular.
And you didn't see this, so I'm just going to tell you because I know you didn't see it. How about Herb Miller getting that long PI and then getting the pick in the end zone? I was sitting there watching it with Axel, I swear to you. I'm watching, I go, oh, man, that sucks. I felt bad for Herb Miller, maybe because I haven't heard of a guy named Herb since the 1960s. But Herb Miller, I felt bad for. He had that long PI call, and I go, I hope he gets a second chance. And sure, wouldn't you know who won the pony, the guy gets a pick in the end zone, and they get it back.
Nitty gritty.
I was like, good for him. Nitty gritty football.
Nitty gritty football.
Right down to the studs, man. We'll take all you guys coming up. And yeah, hey, is it okay? We can admit he was rusty. We can say we're good football fans. We can say we're supportive of all that other stuff. Coming up at 9:40, I know why you guys are getting so sensitive about this, too. Because you guys thought we were going to do something today, and it found out you guys thought we were going to do it because you guys did it all weekend. What it is, I'll tell you at 9:40 on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beathard looking, throwing to the sideline, and Martin Emerson steals the ball. He's got it at the 45, 50, and he's running free. 30, angles right, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, MJ Emerson.
Audio courtesy of the UH Browns Radio Network. That was a hell of a play by MJ Emerson. Yep. No, that's number one. Number two, stop tweeting at one of my lawyers. Okay, that's enough of that.
Excuse me?
One of my lawyers, who I went to high school with, tweeted at you and talked about the free fall of me, and I don't want to hear about it. Stop.
It's just sad to see you deteriorate
in
this way.
Can I sue my
own
lawyer?
You went to high school with him?
Yeah, now he's one
of
my lawyers.
So is he a lunchroom lawyer or an actual lawyer?
He's an actual lawyer.
Oh, okay, because I know a ton.
No, he's an Esquire. As opposed to Lima, who's a locker room lawyer here at the Fan.
That's right.
But this is a real, actual lawyer. I have...
You have a dream team.
I got more lawyers than O.J. Simpson. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Just want to know, what are you lawyering up for? What's going on?
Because you're always about to get me in... Okay, that's a little much.
So all we've had, lawyers on the phone on every show. I mean, Bull and Fox, the afternoon show, afternoon drive, they've got 34 lawyers that call up and do the shows every day.
You guys sit here and think Fatlock is just a gag. No, no, no. I've been brushing up on law this whole year with all these lawyers.
He's got them all.
I got Tom Merriman calling me. I got Matt Corona calling me. I got Vince Kahlo calling me.
It's just one after another.
Kahlo's a bulldog.
And you've got him with every discipline. I mean, whether we need to go to the Federal Court of Appeals, we got to go to San Francisco, Ninth Circuit. I mean, we're ready to roll.
Yeah, I got him. Well,
nitty gritty football.
It's all to protect me from something Lima may do, to be honest with you.
Nitty gritty legal, nitty gritty football.
Nitty gritty football. Speaking of, went down to Perry. They did a fantastic job hosting Streetsboro. Have Axel play on my old football field.
I saw that.
I made the joke, and it's actually true. Axel, in one flag football game, got more playing time at Wakefield Stadium than the old man. And I played high school football. I practiced high school football there.
Generations
of
Carmens.
The Perry Panthers.
And the gag of it all is that Axel's not even, or excuse me, Axel didn't just overtake number one. He overtook number one and two. I'm actually third now on the list. My cousin Jason, who played for Louisville, was a starter for the Leopards and visited one year at Perry. And so he was number one, then I was number two, then Axel was number three. Axel's up to number one. Good for the Axeman. Played 46 straight minutes, didn't come off the field. He was an iron man.
Did you guys stop the game and recognize his achievement once he got to that?
We did. We paused, and then we took that picture that was completely out of frame because I wanted to make sure the P was in there. It was my fault.
And make sure you got all of yourself in there as well.
Which a lot of people had a lot of jokes, which was very true. Yes, and my father. That is my father, and yes, I know he looks like a scarecrow. 216-578-0092. All right, back to hardcore football. I'm serious. It's football season. We got to remain on target here.
Isaiah Thomas.
He was great. The first Isaiah Thomas Cleveland could ever love, I would imagine.
And the problem is every announcer, every time, and Chris Rose was all over this, he had to explain that, no, this isn't me screwing up the name or anything. It's not that Isaiah Thomas. It's not the other Isaiah Thomas. Yeah. This is a different Isaiah Thomas.
I actually thought Brock Hoffman did a good job. He's not going to make the team, but I thought that Brock Hoffman did a good job. Back up center. Yes, we were watching centers.
Why not? We got to now.
In the second half, I'm watching the centers. Justin in Cincinnati. Let's You're go. Next up on the Fan.
Nitty-gritty.
Hello, Justin. Nitty-gritty football. Let's go.
Ken Anthony, what's going on, fellas? Hope you guys are having a good week so far.
We are now. About to hear some nitty-gritty football.
Some good
some
football
gridiron action.
Here,
let's go. Hard nose. Let me hear the noises.
Listen, I don't want to sound too alarmy already. The wide receiver room terrifies me, and it should terrify every Browns fan, because we are putting all of our eggs in the Amari Cooper basket, and I don't feel comfortable doing that. And I'm having deja vu again from last year where our run game's good, solid offensive line, but our wide receiver room, it stinks. It just stinks. We're trying to talk ourselves into Donovan Peoples-Jones and
Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Yeah, and nitty-gritty. Keep it to nitty-gritty.
What about David Bell? He's a good rookie.
But we don't know. We haven't seen David Bell in an actual game yet. I have no idea. I know he ran a 4.7. I know he's a sure-handed guy. I just don't know. I would drop Anthony Schwartz in a heartbeat for Will Fuller. But I am terrified of our wide receiver room because, again, we are going to be one-dimensional. We're not going to have Watson. What do you do when you don't have Watson? You need guys around you that can go up and make plays. I live in Cincinnati. I see Joe Burrow throw about 20, 50, 50 balls every single game.
Final question.
Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, they make him look way better than he is.
Well, I still think he's a good quarterback, but you're right. I mean, T. Higgins is a really good wide receiver, and I think Jamar Chase is already number one in the NFL. So, and people think I'm wrong about that. I think the only reason they put other guys ahead is because they played a little bit longer. Hey, Justin, is it okay to admit that Deshaun Watson was rusty on Monday or on Friday?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I fully expected him to be rusty.
I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, I can hold it against Anthony Schwartz. I think his stats would look a little better. It wouldn't be 1-for-7. It'd be, you know, 3, maybe 4 completions, but... Yeah, he looked rusty.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, Justin. See, I want people to be honest with themselves. That's all I'm asking. Like, let's not, because I'm going to tell you why you got so damn sensitive coming up at 9:40. I ain't going to do it yet because everybody got sensitive with me when right at the beginning of the show. But you got people saying, yeah, Deshaun Watson's apology wasn't genuine, this, that, and the other. But, which I thought it was a fine apology, but when I say, hey, Deshaun was rusty, who the hell are you, Ken, to say that he's rusty? And I know why you guys did it. And I'll tell you at 9:40. I want to get to more of you folks first, though. Scott in Euclid, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing okay, Scott. Go right on ahead.
Well, I agree that Deshaun Watson was rusty, but I don't think it's anything that a little PB blaster can't take care of. And I was very impressed with Dobbs and Rosen. I thought they did a hell of a job. And it alleviated a lot of fears for me to see those guys come in and run the offense as well as they did. That's it.
I thought Josh Dobbs, in the practices that I've seen, and Scott, thank you for the call. I've been there every single day. No, I haven't. But from every time I saw, I think he's done the most with his talent. Like the day that I saw, I thought he's like, okay, as far as Deshaun Watson is talented, his talent is up here. He should play at this level. Same thing you could say about Brissett. Same thing you say about Dobbs. It wasn't like Dobbs was the best quarterback on the field. That wasn't the point. It's that Dobbs has this amount of talent, and he made the most of it.
Well,
and then he had a good preseason game.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Dobbs because it's somebody that, I mean, part of it is he is a really smart dude, right? He's somebody that impresses every time he talks and seems to obviously be able to pick up the offense.
Did a great interview with Aditi on the sidelines on Friday.
Yeah, so he kind of inspires, too, when he opens his mouth. But he's started 6 games in a couple of years that he has played since coming into the NFL. He's a 4th-round pick. Is there enough, like Aditi made a case that he should go nowhere, even if they go out and get Garoppolo, and Garoppolo is the starter, if we get bad news on Watson, and Jacoby Brissett's the backup, like what to do with Josh Dobbs? I mean, are we feeling there's enough talent there that he could be anything other than a backup that never sees the field?
I don't imagine so. I mean, you're playing against second and third teamers with base defense. But if you're playing against second and third teamers with base defense, I expect you to be better, and he was better, so he was fine. But I don't think if I got to go out and win 1 game with Josh Dobbs, maybe I can do that. If I have to go out and win 12 games with Josh Dobbs, I think there might be a bit of a problem with that level of thinking. That's all I'm pointing out. Deshaun in Houston, hello.
Hey, and I was going to say, I practiced high school football as well. I did not play, but I practiced.
No, me too.
So I wanted to hit 3 quick hits. One, Deshaun Watson, like, he hasn't played in, a year and a half? And these are the same people that are going to freak out if Jacoby Brissett puts us to a winning record, that they're going to say, why do we need Deshaun Watson? Like,
which is silly.
It's just, like, those are fans and they're going to be irrational, whatever. But, I mean, But the rookies, man, like, how impressive was, one, Jacoby Ford, and then MJ, because he got hit a couple times early in the game, and there was a little bit of, like, man, he's not playing very well. He's getting some catches hit on him. And then as a corner, the one thing you have to do is forget. You got to forget. You got to be the cockiest guy on the field. And he went out there and got that interception to completely change the tide of that first half. And that was one of the most impressive plays just because of the fact that he wasn't playing that great. And I thought to do that as a rookie, and then Thomas coming in, like the three best players on the field were our three rookies, and they weren't playing in the fourth quarter. They were playing against guys that are first and second and rotational players, which is what you want to see from the top, what, four picks. But I thought it was good, and I'm curious to see. I wanted some feedback on this. If with our receiver room being so low and you have Ford, you have Dearness, is there a small chance that Kareem could get flipped for a quality number two wide receiver because we have those three guys, or even the two guys behind Chubb?
Well, that's a hell of a question, because some people were watching Jerome Ford in real time, Deshaun, and thank you for the call. They were watching Ford in real time, and I was getting a couple, hey, does this make Kareem expendable? And with that, I have to say no. I mean, one preseason game, I don't think. Now, if by the end of the Bears game, if there's more, maybe we can reevaluate that. But the first preseason game that the guy ever has, I don't know if that just nails it right down that Kareem is expendable. There's a lot of conversation going on about Kareem. And a lot of people, I think, have drawn the conclusion that he's not going to be here next year. And so they'd like to get anything out of him they can. We are still in a holding pattern with Kareem. And maybe you feel differently about this, Tone. We're still in a holding pattern with Kareem because we're still in a holding pattern with Deshaun Watson. That's where it's going to be. And if you start off the season and things are good with whoever's playing quarterback, then you probably want to hold on to Kareem Hunt because it means a difference with your football team for this year. If you don't start off well, maybe he goes by the trade deadline to one of the other teams out there. But I don't think you're letting go of Kareem Hunt while you still feel you're a contending football team. I think Johnson's a conversation. We have to see how Demetric Felton and John Kelly end up playing. Jerome Ford has been encouraging. Yeah, when you have that many guys, there's a lot of people in that running back room. And I know that Demetric Felton has been working with the wide receivers. So let's be fair to Demetric Felton. Yet you have a packed running back room that you know you probably aren't going to be able to hold on to all of them.
I think the toughest part is, Ken, just the teams have devalued that position to such an extent that is anybody trading to get Kareem Hunt, who last was healthy and dominant when?
With Kansas City 4 years
ago. 4 years ago. Almost five. I mean,
he's only 27.
I know he's only 27. He hasn't taken a ton of hits, and he also has the strikes against him that we all know about. I just don't think any team is trading a ton for that. Now, who knows if they get desperate, but teams love, like, I just, not for nothing, but I'm watching the Texans preseason game, and their fourth-round pick out of Florida looked amazing right off the bat.
Yeah.
Pierce. He looked amazing. These teams would much rather just draft guys and have that and not have to pay them.
I mean, I still think it's a possibility there, because there's always going to be a possibility if the move suits them. But they think that Kareem Hunt makes them a more competitive team now. They're going to hold on to Kareem Hunt and cross that bridge when they have to. 216-578-0092. All right, we'll get to some more of you guys. And you thought we were going to do it today because you did it all weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Back on the Fan. Yeah, I know. We all know. Yes. Swiss steak is an old person dinner.
It's August.
My dad wanted the Swiss steak and mashed potatoes when we went out to dinner yesterday. That's what he wanted. And he got it.
We used to do the chip beef on bread on just normal.
That's good stuff.
Just normal.
No, that's good stuff.
Soaked bread.
With that French's gravy. Oh my God. It was so good. Didn't like it?
No, I did like it, but looking back, I can just tell you that's something that'll never be served.
You talking about
and the beef stroganoff?
The dinner of the poors is what you're talking about?
We had a lot of dinner of the poors. We did.
We did discuss recently, you know, we haven't had Hamburger Helper in a while. I said, yeah, I haven't had it since I was 17, and I don't plan on having it.
I had it in college a lot. That was the one thing I could make in college.
Some days, Liz makes Hamburger Helper, and it's so good.
I could see the nostalgia so every once in a while. Now, we do a ton of Manwich.
Oh, yeah.
At least once a week.
We do the thing now with Manwich. Manwich, it's like...
Go bold, though.
This is going to be the fattest thing I've said in a long time.
I don't know. You speak a lot.
I feel like the Manwich dinner is like the sandwich of Manwich is never big enough. Like they give you you get the hamburger buns, and I'm like, this isn't big enough.
Manwich needs to come out with their own bun.
Yeah.
That's more surface area.
You know what I started to do? Because what do you guys have on the side with the Manwich? What do you have on the side?
Usually a potato of some sort.
French fries. I just got a plate of potatoes and poured the Manwich on top of French fries.
Yeah, there you go.
And it is good. The Manwich is so good. I put mayonnaise. I can put Manwich on any. I can put mayonnaise on just about anything, too. But I can put Manwich on anything. I put Manwich on salad. It's going to taste good. I put Manwich on ice cream.
Is that the new feature at Nice Steakhouse?
Manwich on salad?
You got to call it bowls. You got to call it your Manwich bowl.
It's a Manwich bowl. The Ken Carmen Manwich bowl.
Everything is a bowl everywhere. It doesn't matter where you go. It's like instead of, having these separate things, just pour them on top of each other.
The Ken Carmen Manwich bowl. It's a salad, and we pour Manwich on top of it. There you go. That's what you get. Or how about this?
Mayo.
Just a bowl of Manwich, and you have to eat it with a spoon. You cannot dip anything else into it. You eat it with a spoon.
Is it a Manwich challenge? You get a t-shirt at the
end? No. You get shamed for it at the end. We put your picture in the paper and say this person ate a whole bowl of Manwich.
You have to walk through an alley.
That would be great. That's a big part of it.
At Nice Steakhouse, this guy got a whole bowl of Manwich and ate it. Clearly, he's depressed. You need to call him. Mm-hmm. That's what we do at Nice Steakhouse.
They let you write your name in the blacktop that they're doing the driveway out back, the parking lot as it expands. You get to write your name back there. And 69. You get to write that as well. It's like every fresh cement you've ever seen in your life. By the way, I noticed this. I noticed this too, Kenny. So there are in the parking garage, we'll get to nitty gritty football in a second here.
Oh, I got something for nitty gritty football.
Nitty gritty. Real quick. I notice it's just the human condition. We are ritual. We are people of ritual, obviously. You go into our parking garage, and anytime there is a vehicle that has been there for over a month and the dust is settling, and it's got whatever residue, back to residue talk, all over the windshield.
Well, you've been all about the residue lately.
I know. What do people have to do? Eventually, somebody has to write what? Wash me on it. And then after that, after it doesn't get washed over a period of time, there's that of which you just did in the air. I saw that.
They do it.
They do that, but it's
anywho.
Also, it is also just the worst things you can imagine. It goes right to a certain profanity exchange that has to be written on there. What is it about humans that if they see a car that is dusty and hasn't been washed, they have to write profanity on it?
There's a really nice car that sat there for months. And Owen knows what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I know what you want
to. And people started writing messages to each other, cussing each other out in the dust on the car.
A very expensive foreign car.
Very expensive sports car.
And you know these are adults. These aren't kids that are writing this anymore. These are people that come to work every day and are so disgusted. And also probably want to break up the monotony of their work day with something fun.
People are saying dip the manwich with chips. And I go, no. When you go to Nice Steakhouse, my Nice Steakhouse, which is only open during bad weather and the rooftop is only open, you can either have steak with a side of spaghetti, a sloppy steak, which is just steak with a water poured all over it, or you can have a bowl of manwich. Okay? And you're not supposed to have anything with it. I give you a spoon and a bowl of manwich. And by the way, it's at tepid temperatures. It's not even hot.
Oh, you're lucky to even get it lukewarm at this
point. Coagulated by this point.
That's what you do.
That's where the flavor marinates. That's how it soaks in there to perfection.
I'm sorry. And 69. I'm sorry. Anyway, people wanted to accuse us of this because they were doing it. I woke up yesterday morning and I started seeing tweets. Don't you dare go comparing Deshaun Watson's opener with Baker Mayfield's. And people were, it was a threatening tone, almost tone, that they wanted to do that. And I'm like, I did not plan on it once. In fact, I did not watch Baker Mayfield at all. There was one tweet that was out there.
I saw the highlights.
He was playing at some back shoulder throw. Mm-hmm. And clearly it was the wrong route, or he got the signal mixed up, and the ball was nowhere near where it was supposed to go, and people made a big joke out of it.
And whatever. He didn't have Odell Beckham to ignore.
And he wasn't yelling about – he wasn't saying rap lyrics after winning a football game that was meaningless. Okay, never mind.
How many times did he shave at halftime of this game?
Only two this one.
Only two this time.
It's preseason.
Oh, you know what you should be impressed with?
Then he told Carolina fans they need to be thankful to him.
He's right to the point. Yeah. He's right to the point. This is who he is. Honestly, I know people are going to be paying attention to Baker.
Changed the culture of the Carolina Panthers in one preseason game.
People are going to be laying it on thick. Laying it on thick with the Manwich and Rashard Higgins, though. I want to talk about Rashard Higgins.
Rashard Higgins did come to Nice Steakhouse once and ate an entire bowl of Manwich.
He's the only celebrity that's been there to this point. Rashard Higgins has been impressive. And he's the one that's interesting.
Because he's eating his Manwich.
If he... We got to talk about the other sides that are going to be on the...
No, talk about Rashard Higgins. I'm sorry. It was my fault.
Is there a chance that...
Nitty-gritty football.
We're going to talk about Baker till we're blue in the face, obviously, up until the opener. And if
Carolina
he plays well...
Carolina blue in the face.
Are we going to be to the point... Well done. Are we going to get to the point where we are going to rue the day that we let Rashard Higgins out the door? Because we need receivers.
No.
Our receivers right now do not look good, Kenny. We are a little nervous about our wide receiver position.
Was he going to come back for $1 million again?
No, maybe. How about that?
Is there any chance Higgins is good?
There's a chance he's serviceable.
Because I didn't think he was that good here. I was like, all right, whatever.
He was okay.
He's only good with one quarterback.
Well,
that is
but
weird.
It was. But he caught a nice pass from Sam Darnold.
He's only good with two quarterbacks.
That were drafted in the top three of that draft.
Yes.
Right?
Josh Rosen, he wouldn't be good with.
So he's only good with top three quarterbacks.
I think I have nothing against Rashard Higgins. I hope he has a fine career. I have nothing against Baker Mayfield. I hope he has a fine career. You always hope they're doing well. You always hope they're not doing better than you. In the words of Ric Flair. For Baker, I wasn't going to make the comparison today. I don't think there was a comparison today because I didn't watch the guy. I watched Deshaun Watson. Then I watched Josh Dobbs, then I watched Josh Rosen, and then frankly, I think that's the most preseason football I watched was just the Browns game. I didn't really watch any other games. I saw a little bit of Tennessee and Baltimore earlier in the week, I think on Thursday night into Friday, and that's it. I didn't see anything else. Baker, I guess, took the field at 1 o'clock on Sunday or at Saturday against Washington. I didn't watch any of that game. I didn't see him. I didn't hear him. I was busy with my own stuff. I didn't care. I just didn't care. Now, if fans want to make the comparison during the season, and they're more than welcome to do that because then we'll be in season, we will be paying closer attention to football. But it was a preseason game. He plays for the Carolina Panthers now. I don't need to sit there and make a comparison. One guy played football against the Pittsburgh Steelers back in December last year. The other guy hadn't played football in a year and a half. But I still don't need to make the comparison. The deal is done. The bet is made. We all move on. I know everybody was spending the weekend comparing Baker and Deshaun Watson because that's what the internet's for, is for us to troll each other and be idiots. But you guys know none of that ever matters. None of it matters. So good for Baker if he did well. Again, I saw one pass that people were making fun of him about, and I just thought it was a miscommunication. I didn't think it was a big deal. It was just trolling. No big deal. I hope he did well. I hope Deshaun Watson does better as time goes on. How many snaps will he get on Saturday? Sunday? I keep getting it mixed up. It's Saturday the week after this Sunday. The Browns play at 1 o'clock. I hope he gets to play on Sunday. I hope he plays well on Sunday. We'll find out, because then we'll see whether or not we will play him with the ones, or will we not play him at all? Because Jacoby Brissett, by the way, did you see that? They weren't going to play Jacoby Brissett with the twos and threes. They said, that's our starter. No, thank you. So, by the way, just even though this is the latest I've ever done this,
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
Pose.
There were other people that said I won based on what went down this week. I didn't think either of us won.
I think none of us
wanted Harris to go down.
I won. And nobody wanted Harris to go down. I won.
And that's nitty-gritty football to end the show.
Hardcore football. We're back tomorrow. We will talk more Manwich, I'm sure. For Big Country, for Jeff. Listen to the interview with Aditi, 92.3thefan.com. She was outstanding today. Outstanding. Listen to it. 92.3thefan.com. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. For Big Country, for Jeff, for AA, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.